approximately 4 years ago, we did Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios in Shabbos HaGadol, and we did it really in depth. It probably should have been a three-part series, but today I want to discuss, recap, review, for those who don't remember, some of what we discussed, and then see...
3 years ago?
4 years ago. And then see if there's a difference, yesterday. Any differences with Shavuos. What's fascinating is the Magen Avraham writes that there's a remez to Yantif Sheni Shel Galios specifically in the Yantif of Shavuos, which is a little bit strange, because as we'll discuss, the whole origin of Yantif Sheni is based on Sveika de Yoma, that back when they were Mekadesh the Chodesh, based on eyewitness testimony, which is the way it was supposed to be, that Moshe Rabbeinu was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is what the new moon looks like, and when you see it, you are to be Mekadesh the Chodesh. And for generations, two Edom would come to Beis Din, say, we saw the new moon. They were even allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, to travel, to testify. And that's how they would be Mekadesh the Chodesh. Witnesses would then go out immediately, and they too, for certain months, would be allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, to go out and spread the word. This is before email and WhatsApp. They would spread the word about that there's a new moon. And this is because the cycle is 29 and a half days. And therefore, how do you know you don't make the new Chodesh in the middle of the day? Every month is either 29 or 30 days. And that they average out to 29 and a half days. Which is the only Yantif that you don't have a Sveika de Yoma about? Shavuos. Because if you think about it, on Rosh Hashanah, of course you'll have a Sveika de Yoma. They can't get out within a few hours. On Pesach and Sukkot, you'll have certain communities that did not know. They didn't hear by the 15th of the month, or Yom Kippur by the 10th of the month, which day was the new was Rosh Chodesh. But 50 days after, by then, at least according to the Rishonim, everybody knew. So this is the only month that really there shouldn't have been a Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios, but there is, and we'll discuss why. But it's specifically Shavuos that the Magen Avraham says the whole nature of the Yantif, thank you very much, Ira, the whole nature of the Yantif is a remez to Yantif Sheni. Take a look at this Magen Avraham, fascinating Magen Avraham in Taf Tzadi Dalet. He asks the following question. He says, what do we call this holiday? Zman Matan Torah Seinu. Interestingly, the Torah never does. The Torah never does. The Torah just connects it to Bikurim. But what do we say in our davening, which was established by Anshe Knesset Zagdola? Zman Matan Torah Seinu. Right? Why the Torah leaves that out is, you know, there's about a dozen different Perushim. We call it Zman Matan Torah Seinu. Says the Magen Avraham, we have a problem. The Gemara has a machlokas which day the Torah was given. Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is that it was given on Zion. Sivan, we celebrate Shavuos on Vav Sivan. Says the Magen Avraham, based on how we paskin within their debate, which I don't want to get into, we should paskin that the Torah was given on Zion Sivan, not Vav Sivan. Which means that we are calling the Zman Matan Torah Seinu on the wrong day. Says the Magen Avraham, this is his question. Kashali heyach anu omrim b'shavuos yom matan torasenu halo kaimalan ki Rabbi Yehuda da amar b'zayim b'sivan nitna Torah da kaimalan, and then he goes through his cheshbon ulididan le'olam shavuos b'vav sivan umasha kasha oda Torah nitna b'yom nun alef l'svira da yatsa b'mitzrayim b'yom hey v'tar nitna b'shabes fartiritz ha, I don't know who it is. I've seen it in the name of the Rama Mipano, but just says ha yud mem deba lirmos lano yom tov sheni shel galios. That the only way Shavuos includes Matan Torah is when you celebrate it in galus. The efshar dahayne tekamer yom echad hosiv Moshe midato ve'en kan mekomo, and then, but the Magen Avraham says Shavuos is the holiday of Yom Tov Sheni. Because only according to Yom Tov Sheni do you actually catch Zman Matan Torah Seinu. Right? There are other answers given. Some say that the Ikar is the preparation for Matan Torah, and that's why we're celebrating Matan Torah on the day before Matan Torah. This is a famous question that needs to be answered anyway, but you already see a connection between Shavuos specifically and Yantav Sheni Shel Galios. That this is the holiday, that there's a remez in the holiday to Yantav Sheni Shel Galios.
When you say Yom HaShishi, I thought like HaShishi was supposed to be like remez to Vav Nisan, Vav Zivan, the sixth day. I thought I saw that someplace.
Could be, according to the Manda Amar, that it was given on the sixth. Meaning yeah, he's making it's a machlokas.
I mean, it's a Friday, Yom HaShishi.
Right.
So you're saying, okay, Yom HaShishi, but then was the 40th.
HaShishi was not Friday, it was the sixth day. I would assume. Okay, so that is a connection between Shavuos and Yantav Sheni Shel Galios. Is it mystical? Is it? We'll come back to that soon. Let's now delve into the sugi of Yantav Sheni Shel Galios. Yantav Sheni Shel Galios has been under attack, not just by the Reform Movement. For hundreds of years, people have complained about Yantav Sheni Shel Galios. And I don't know if it comes from primarily men or women or children, or whether it's a three-day Yantav that pushes people over the edge. But Yantav Sheni Shel Galios is something that people have really complained about for the ages, and you see the poskim responding. And that's why I think it's important every once in a while to remind people where it comes from and why it cannot change until, you know, Yemosa Mashiach, when you'll have another Sanhedrin that will be able to change it. The origin, as I mentioned, is that originally you had the months were established by eyewitnesses. Eyewitnesses would go to Beis Din, they would say, this is what we saw. Beis Din would say, okay, new moon, new month, and then they would send out messengers. Messengers were limited in how fast they could travel. They weren't able to get to every community. And therefore, there were communities that really were not sure. They were really not sure. They knew one of 2 days was Pesach. They were not sure. When they ate Pesach on that first night, they thought, maybe it's Pesach. The second night, maybe it's Pesach. They really had no way of knowing which was the right day of Pesach. Says the Rambam and the Ramban, and we'll go through this quickly, interest of time, that at some point in history, they started using a calendar. Why did they start using a calendar? They were nervous about whether you would have people with smicha who could properly be mekadesh the chodesh, and they started using calculations. Now, the truth of the matter is, it's very clear from the Mishnayos and Rosh Hashanah, they always knew the calculations. They always had access to the calculations. Rabban Gamliel had pictures of of the moon on his wall, and according to many, they always knew how to figure when the moon should be seen. But there's a halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai that you're supposed to be mekadesh based on people seeing. At a certain point, the Rambam's version is in the times of Abaye and Rava in the 3rd century. The Hasagos of the Ramban, and this is more famous, says there was a man named Hillel Hanasi. Hillel Hanasi made the calendar. Either way, the Rambam and Ramban agree that approximately in the year 300, or possibly a little before, they started using a calendar. Now, comes the Gemara, famous Gemara in Beitza, and says, people ask the obvious question. Now that we have a calendar, right? We don't need Yantav Sheni Shel Galios. Everybody can get the calendar. Everybody can get the calendar. Everybody can do the cheshbon, right? And remember, it was a cheshbon that it sounds like they already had access to. They just had no right to use it, right? You had no right to use it. You had to wait for witnesses, right? Now everybody has a right to use it. Everybody has calendars. Says the Gemara number 4. Vahashta diyad inan bikviya diyarcha. And clearly this Gemara is written after the 3rd century, when they started being Mekadesh the Chodesh based on calendar. Hashta diyad inan bikviya diyarcha. Now that we know we have a set calendar, my tamav dinan treyome. Why do we still keep 2 days? Right? This Gemara is in Bavel. Mishum deshalchu mitam, because word was sent from there, from Israel to Bavel, Hizaharu b'minag avoseichem b'yadeichem. Keep, right? But hizaharu, be careful to keep the custom of your fathers. Zimnin degazru shmada v'asi le'akal kule. Because there could come a time when there will be shmad, and if you don't keep a sveka de yoma, you will make a mistake. Okay? Says Rashi. Rashi gives what his explanation of what he thinks the Gemara is worried about. The Gazra Hamachos Gezera, Shelo Yisasku Batorah, V'yishtakach Sod Ha'ibor Mikem, V'tavdu Nami Chad Yoma V'asi L'kilkuli L'asos Chaser Malei O'Malei Chaser V'tochlu Chametz V'tasach. Maybe you'll forget which months are Malei, which months are Chaser. You'll make a mistake. You'll eat Chametz on Pesach. Right? They're worried about a mistake happening. What's interesting is that Tosfos understands this Gemara is saying two possible reasons. It's not, they didn't tell them, keep your father's minhagim because maybe one day you won't have access to a calendar. Says Tosfos, 6, Gizera Shema Yachzer Hadavar L'Kilkulo, O Mishum Minagav Osenu B'Yadenu. Either because of a concern, maybe one day you'll make a mistake, or we're gozer that you have to keep the minhag. What's the difference? The difference is one of them has a reason, a known reason. The other is just, this is what we said. But either way, the poskim are pretty much in agreement that shalcho mitam means a gezera was made and sent over there. Why is that crucial? Because when you have a gezera made, you cannot be mevatel it unless you have another beis din that's gadol b'chachma b'minyan. The Ravid holds, that's the Rambam, the Ravid holds that if you are sure of the reason and you know the reason is batel, then it can be, then it can become batel. Tosos clearly uses that methodology when he discusses dancing on Shabbos, which we'll do this week, because it seemed people were interested in the shiur on medicine on Shabbos. But number one, you have to be sure that you know the reason. And number two, that's the Ravid shita, not everybody agrees. And over here, what I want to point out is, according to Rashi, we know the reason. According to Tosos, we don't know the reason. And Gaonim, right? Forget the Yerushalmi for now. Take a look. Yeah.
Why are they keeping on Shavuot so we don't know exactly the date? Why not Rosh Hashanah? I mean...
Good. Rosh Hashanah is a question, but why Shavuot? We'll come back to that. And that's why we're doing this year now. Shavuot is the least likely to have a Sveka de Yoma. It never had a Sveka de Yoma. Yet this is the one that we have a remez for, and the Chasam Sofer is going to think that that's very significant. That's why I started with it, but we won't answer that until the end.
Shavuot is the only holiday that doesn't have a specific date in the Torah. It's in relation to Pesach. It's
50 days.
Everybody else has a very specific date.
Right. But by the time... it's 50 days after Pesach. Right. By the time you get up to it, you know every community knew when Pesach was.
Yeah.
Remember, we once did a shiur about why there's no... we don't count Sfiras HaOmer Misafik. Why don't we say, today is... If we're doing 2 days of Pesach, so the Rishonim asked, on Motzei Pesach number one, we should say today is the first day of the Omer.
Maybe.
Well, okay. Motzei Pesach number two, we should say today is either day one or day two. Today's either day. But at some point, and I don't know when, it depended on each community, the Rishonim assume, the Ritva and the Rambam, that every community that we knew of, they weren't sending people out to Australia. Every community that they ever went to, by the 50th day, knew. Okay. The Gaonim write that we don't know. Number 10, he says, number one, this is in Tshuvas HaGaonim, that maybe Yantiv Sheni Shel Galios was already kept in the days of Yehoshua. Okay, unclear where he got that from. But then the Gaonim write, Tshuva HaAcheres, where I bolded, Ki anevim tzivo es Yisrael shebechutz laaretz ve'ein anu yodin amitas ilas hadaver bevade. We don't know exactly the reason. We don't know the reason. They wanted us to keep this. So again, this shows why, even though nowadays people say you have nothing to be concerned with, because mimanafshach, and you'll see this not only in conservative tshuvas, you see it, you know, in the blogosphere, nothing to be concerned of, right? You're concerned about shmad, okay, but if they ever are mekadesh the chodesh based on edim again, we'll be able to get the word out instantaneously. You'll have the Sanhedrin. I assume the Sanhedrin, when it's returned, will have some kind of website, right? I don't think that's... No, I'm serious. Why not? The Baltimore Beis Din has a website, right? The Vada Rabbanim doesn't, but the Baltimore Beis Din has a website. Why shouldn't the Sanhedrin have some kind of website? Right? They will be able to get word out immediately. Right? So, and if we ever go back to Kiddush HaChodesh, they'll be able to get word out immediately. In the meantime, are we worried about Shmad? You know, so some say that, you know, there's ways to get word. I guess even in Iran they have, maybe North Korea, but in Iran they have access to internet. But the Gaonim point out, we don't know. We don't necessarily know the reason for this gezeira. We were told to keep your minhag. Keep your minhag. That's what the Gaonim tell us, and this is very important. There are other reasons that are given for this, which confirm that there might be other reasons, more Kabbalistic, but take a look at number 12. He says, Shulchan Aruch HaRav says, Shore Kedusha El Yona B'chutz La'aretz B'yom Tov Sheni Shel Galayos. Right? I get... There is a certain kedusha. It's not just a suffix. There is a certain kedusha on Yantiv Sheni Shel Galayos. V'lachein gam b'nei Eretz Yisrael habayim l'chutz la'aretz chayavim b'kedushas hayom, which we'll get to. The Rav Polim says, he says, he says that in chutz la'aretz, we need an extra day to accomplish what they can accomplish in one day in Israel. Okay? So again, these are different reasons. The Gemara gives one reason. Maybe you'll have Shmad and you won't know the calendar. All right? And you'd have to argue that that reason doesn't apply anymore. And you'd have to argue that we go with the Ravid to undo it. But according to Tosfos, and it seems like that from the Yerushalmi, it could be that they were giving two reasons. One is it's just a takana, keep the minag. And they didn't say why. And here you have some Kabbalistic reasons. Because in Chutz Laretz there's Kedusha for the extra day, or, and maybe it's linked to, the Rav Polim, who's the Ben Ish Chai, who says we need 2 days to accomplish what they can accomplish. I don't know about you, I find that different years, sometimes the first Seder is better, sometimes the second Seder is better. You know, Shavuos is tough, especially if you stay up all night to do it, to a 2-day Yantif. But Pesach, I enjoy having 2 starim. I think it's nice. You put in so much work. It's nice. The matzah, maybe we should be mekel on the shirim on matzah on the second night. But the Jacob Katz, who was a very famous historian at Hebrew University, number 14, turn the page, says that the reason they made this takana was very possibly that they hoped that we would return to Kiddush HaChodesh, right? That Smicha would return. And remember, in the times of you don't necessarily need Yemos HaMashiach. In the times of Mahari Bei Rav, who was the Rebbe of the Beis Yosef, they tried to reinstitute a Sanhedrin in Smicha. And if you had Smicha and a Sanhedrin, you could start being Mekadesh HaChodesh again. And if you would start being Mekadesh HaChodesh, you would then, at least in those days, you would have the need for communicating with communities that couldn't hear right away. Again, if that's the reason, maybe nowadays you would say, we can text, we can WhatsApp immediately. But you see, it's not so pashut why they created this takana. The Meshachachma gives another reason. Meshachachma, very similar to Jacob Katz, Meshachachma says that there's a lot of things we do, not that we're... Meshach Chachma number 15, he says that we do things to remember how it was in ideal times. There's a lot of things we do. There's a din called Zecher LeMikdash. Zecher LeMikdash sometimes is like Zecher LeChorban, and sometimes it's we're doing something to remember what it was like and what it will be like. And then the most similar case that the Meshech Chachma comes up with is having to do with Sfiras HaOmer, the Yom Hanef Kulo is Aser, that we don't know when the Hanafas HaOmer would be, and therefore, if you can eat Chadash from the morning, so because if you would nowadays be able to eat Chadash from the morning of Motzei Pesach, because nowadays there is no Korban HaOmer, then we'll have the Beis HaMikdash, they won't do the Korban until a few hours into the day, and somebody will say, last year, we ate it already in the morning. So the Meshech Chachma claims, we do 2 days, because otherwise, the communities in Chutz La'aretz will think they only have to do 1 day. You'll go back to the system of Kiddush HaChodesh, and they won't know when Yantif is, but they'll think they only have to do 1 day. Because they have their calendar, but you're not allowed to use the calendar anymore. So here you have, these are different reasons, but again, it links back to, is this based on a chashash that if you're in Chutz La'aretz, you might forget, or in Chutz La'aretz, you need to do it for one of these reasons, either because things will go back to Kiddush HaChodesh, or maybe we need more time to keep Yantif to do it properly. Adkan. At this point, is a formal takana made, talked about in the Gemara in Beitza, that in Chutz La'aretz, wherever the Edom did not get to on time, and in the old days they used to do Sveka de Yoma, we have to continue doing Sveka de Yoma. Now comes the $1 million question, $64,000 question, right? What happens if somebody is traveling? I am a Ben Chutz La'aretz. This is where my home is. This is where my family is. This is where my Parnassa is. Okay, those are the three factors that Achronim look at to determine whether you're a Ben Eretz Yisrael or a Ben Chutz La'aretz. But I happen to be in Israel for the Yantif, which many people like to do. It's wonderful to be in Israel for the Yantif. Do you have to keep 2 days or 1 day? Right? So, on one hand, the most traditional analysis is as follows. There's a sugya in Pesachim that says, if you have your own minhag, right, your community minhag, and you travel to another community, and they have a different minhag, you have to keep your own minhag, right? Now, there's halachos. Do you have to? You should do it in a way that won't cause machlokas. You might have to, if their minhag is more machmir, you might have to do theirs also. But assuming that the concept of keeping 2 days in galus is a minhag, this is our minhag, then based on the Gemara Pesachim, we have to keep 2 days in Israel. Now, even though at the heart of the matter, all the reasons that we know of don't apply, but this is our minhag. Separated from the source of the minhag, this is our minhag. We're a Ben Eretz Yisrael, Ben Chutz La'aretz. You're in Israel. You have to keep your personal minhag. No different than if you put on tefillin, right, which was traditional Ashkenazi practice, but is not the practice of Ashkenazim or Sfaradim in Israel, on Chol HaMoed. Why? Because it was not the practice of the Vilna Gaon, and it was not the practice of Hasidim, and it's not the practice of Sfaradim. And the communities that exist in Israel today are directly linked to those three groups. Talmidei HaGra, Talmidei HaBesht in the Ashkenazim, and Sfardi, the Sfardi community. So by now, the minhag in Israel, no tefillin in Chol HaMoed. You're an American. What do? The halacha is you don't put it on where anybody can see you, but at some point during Chol HaMoed, during the day, you should put on tefillin. We generally do it without a bracha, except Yakis do it with a bracha, and say Shema. Why? Because that's your minhag. You're in Israel, that's not their minhag, but that's your minhag. Based on this Mishnah Pesachim, right? Say HaHolech, number 16, Mimakom She'osin L'makom She'ein Osin, or Mimakom She'ein Osin L'makom She'osin, Nosin Alav, Chumrei Makom She'yatza Misham, V'chumrei Makom She'alach L'sham. You have to keep your chumras when you're in a new city, assuming that you plan on going back. Comes the Avkas Rochel, skip to 19. Avkas Rochel is the Beis Yosef. That is Rav Yosef Karo. He has a tshuva sefer. So in addition to writing the Beis Yosef and writing the Shulchan Aruch and writing the Kesef Mishnah, he also has a tshuva sefer called Avkas Rochel. Somebody asked him, people who go to Israel for the Shalosh Regalim, they're there at Yantif, do they have to keep 2 days or 1 day? Says the Avkas Rochel, tshuva, davar pashut hu dechol shedato lachzor noe kimakom shiyatza misham, afilu lahakel, ubilvad shelo yase bifnei, b'nei makom shahalach lasham. And he says, v'kevan shekein adavar pashut mevor shelo olam, kol shedato lachzor anaroimo sok ilu hu adayin, b'makom shiyatza misham. It means we view you as if you are still standing in your former community. And then he says, "V'chein mi sheba mechutz laaretz laaretz Yisrael v'dato lachzor havei bichlal b'nei chutz laaretz ninu v'chein masim b'chol yom b'chol shana." Even more, where did the Beis Yosef live? So he left Spain in 1492. He made his way to Israel. So he's in Israel, and he says, every year I see people travel from Chutz Laaretz to Israel, and what do? He says, Osim Yom Sheni Shel Galios Ketikuna V'Kemishpata B'Chutz Laaretz. They make a second day of Yantif. And then he goes on to say, they make their own minyanim. I remember when I was in Karen B'Avna, the Posek, Rav Rubinstein told us, we shouldn't wear ties on Yantif Sheni, because that's already, you know, a chisaron of Bitzina. That's what he told us. But the Avkas Rochel says that they get together, and it's known. The B'nai Chutzarets get together, they make their own minyan with their own kriya and their own, you know, their own davening, because it's still yantif for them. That's what he tells us. So this is eyewitness testimony. He's justifying it as a halakha. Basically, this is considered a minhag, right? It's not just something you did because you were there. This is your minhag because you're a ben chutz laaretz. And this is the same, this is a little bit later, 17th century, Morocco and Turkey, the halachas ketanas, Rabbi Yaakov Chagiz, the Birkei Yosef, writing a little later in Israel, the Pa'as HaShulchan, who was a Talmud of the Vilna Gaon, he agrees to that, and he says, it's small letters, the Pa'as HaShulchan, Rabbi Yisrael of Shklov, all the different brothers who were Talmidei Hagra, he also says this is what people do. And the Mishnah Berurah paskins like this, in number 23. And the Igros Moshe just assumes as a Davar Pashut that that's what you do. If you go to Israel, then, and you're planning on coming back, you keep 2 days. Rav Moshe has a tshuva about what if a person, you know, his wife is in one place, his parnassah is in another place, you know, is the fact that you're there enough of a reason to say you're going to stay? And Rav Moshe distinguishes between what people wrote in the 1600s, when it was a very difficult journey back, and nowadays, and you can imagine what Rav Moshe would say 50 years after this tshuva, that there are people who travel back and forth every week or two nowadays. So the fact that you're there, although the Radvaz says, he'll probably end up staying. You know, doesn't have Parnassa now, but he's there with his family. He'll end up staying. Rav Moshe says, nowadays that's not true. You're there with your family, you know, you very likely will come back. But what you see from this Rav Moshe is Rav Moshe goes along with the Mishnah Berurah, the Chida, in the Birkei Yosef, Rav Yaakov Chagiz, who are based on Rav Yosef Karo. Yeah.
We had a gezeirah, not
right. Good. So we'll get to that. Okay. We'll get to that. Thank you.
Yeah. How about, you know, for example, Lubavitch?
Yeah.
They hold wherever you are.
Yes, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. So I'm saying this is the traditional shita. This is normative practice. If somebody comes to me and says, "What should I do?" Without extenuating circumstances, I tell them normative practice. Where did it come from? Is it, again, I like to show you the development of halacha. Is it the fact that the Beis Yosef said it? Is it the fact that he's providing eyewitness testimony? Meaning, it's not just that it's the Beis Yosef and that he is providing halachic analysis. He's also telling you, I'm in Tzfat. That's where he lived. And this is what people do. They're making chutznik minyanim. And you see all the, you know, the poskim that are following suit. Right? Morocco, Turkey, you have the Chidah, you have the Mishneh Brura, you have Rav Moshe, 26 is Rav Shlomo Zalman, turn the page, Rav Eliashiv. You have the Sfardi poskim, like Rav Ben Zion Abba Shaul, and Rav Ovadia Yosef. So that is, that's pretty heavy lineup, and that's the, you know, Rov Gedolei HaPoskim, and that's why that is normative practice, right? Without extenuating circumstances. A person whose parnassah's here, his family lives here, he has no plans on moving there right now, he doesn't own land there, but he happens to be there for Yantif, you ask, you know, most poskim, this is what they go with. And again, why do they go with that? Are they convinced that this is the right way to learn the sugya? Or they respect a certain precedence in halacha. This is what Rav Yosef Karo said. This is what the Mishneh Brura said. This is what Rav Moshe Feinstein said. To give you the three poskim that are generally followed here. But what is the weakness in this pshat? Right? The weakness is what Marvin brought up. Is this is a minhag? Or this is something that we did because, practically, right, there was a concern. They told us we must continue doing that because when you're in Chutz La'aretz, you have the concern.
But if you're... Minhag.
What? It is called minhag, but it's as long... The shalchem itam, that you, right, what does it mean you? You who are living there or you while you're there?
But it's not like a zero. They're saying keep this minhag.
Keep this minhag. So you're saying it's not a gezerah? The Gaonim call it a gezerah. Rambam calls it a gezerah. The gezerah was to keep the minhag. Uh-huh. Right? That the Rambam uses that lashon. Right? Minhag mishum gezerah. But we can now sit back and we can discuss. Right? Forget the question of do we have to be concerned with this. That we can't ask that. This was a gezerah that a ben chutz la'aretz in chutz la'aretz must be concerned with this, must keep 2 days. But the question is that when a person is in Eretz Yisrael at that moment, is there any reason to believe that they would have been gozer on that kind of person? Is it right to assume that this fits into the Makom Shenagu Sugya? So the Shulchan Aruch says yes. Right? He goes, this is what you do. You're a ben chutz la'aretz. Right? You must, until you change your status, you must follow your own minhagim. And it's called minhag. And again, I think that's the initial reaction that we would have. This is a minhag. But the Chacham Tzvi says that, and there are a couple different nuances in those who argue, Chacham Tzvi says it was never a gezerah on people, it was a gezerah on the land. So, and therefore there's a kula and a chumra, because I doubt that you know of any Israelis who come here and do an extra seder. Right?
No.
If anything, in the last 20 years, if there's a psak that's become more popular, it's the Taz who says that they can do malacha b'tzina. The Magen Avram argues, the Mishneh Brura and Aruch HaShulchan go with the Magen Avram and say that a Ben Eretz Yisrael who's in Chutz La'aretz cannot do any malacha on second day, not even Bitsina. The Taz, based on the Marshal, argues. And more recently, anybody I ask who's a Ben Eretz Yisrael who's here does malacha Bitsina. Right? Why that happened, it's hard to know, but that is certainly a shift. But I don't know of any Israelis who come here and keep a second Seder. And that, right? Whenever Israelis are here and they ask me nuanced questions, which is why I bought a book called Yantiv Sheni Kehochasa, basically for those nuanced questions, What do you do about Havdalah? What do you do about Yizkor? What do you do? None of them are keeping a second day. But comes the Chacham Tzvi. Look at his dates. He's much later. He's writing in Amsterdam, 1656 to 1718. And his question is, somebody from Chutz Laaretz, I don't know if it's Amsterdam or it was a letter sent to him, is going to be in Israel for Yontif. How many days do they keep? So he doesn't say, well, you know, Rabbi Yosef Cairo says, did he know about this Rabbi Yosef Cairo? I assume Avkas Rocha was well known. But he says, Tshuva, nir lanias daiti, ditzrichim heim lihisnaheg b'inyane ha-moedim, ke'achad mibnei eretz Yisrael ha-toshavim, ve'ein ze bichlal chumrei makam shiyatza misham. This is not considered a chumrah of America. This is something you do when you're in America. Or chutz laretz. He wasn't talking about America. Skip to where I underlined a little later. V'lo amru nosnan alav chumrei makam shiyatza misham, ela b'chumrah sherishayim b'nei ha-makam shiyatza ze misham linog chumrasam b'makam ha-noag in kula afim yikvu dirasam b'makam ha-laz. Aval b'davar she'ilu bo b'nei makam ha-chumra l'makam ha-kula v'kavu dirasam bo hayu asurin linog chumrasam b'zeh lo amru. He says it's only talking about a chumra which could be applied to that other place. Right? You could do it. The example is, in some places they didn't do malacha on Erev Pesach, on Tisha B'Av. You're in a place that does malacha. It makes sense to not do malacha. That's just not their minhag. But here, it makes no sense to do this chumrah here. The chumrah has no relevance to the place where I am currently find myself. He says, the whole makam shenagu sugya never applied or does not apply in this case. And then he basically says, so therefore what it means when they were made this gezerah is they weren't gozer on the people. They were gozer, if you're a ben chutz laretz, they were gozer on the place, if you are in chutz laretz. And it comes out of chumrah also. A kula, that if a ben eretz, chutz laretz is in Eretz Yisrael, they only keep one day. And a chumrah, that I don't care that you're Israeli and you're here on Shlichut for a year and you have a return ticket. If you're in Baltimore on Shavuos, you keep that second day according to the Chacham Tzvi. Because they were saying, you're here right now, Kizharu bin Minagav, right, Avosechem, not your father, but the fathers of the people who live in Chutz Laretz. And there were many who agreed with this. And I bolded, Kevan Shahamakom Gorem, Lakula and Lachumra. It's the place. It doesn't make any sense to keep a second day in Israel, is what he's saying. What sense does it make? Now you could say it doesn't need to make any sense. Right? Sometimes it's just, you know, A plus B equals C. Right? The original Takana makes sense for people who are going to be in Baltimore. Right? You're now in Israel. It doesn't make any sense in Israel, but it became my minhag, and there's a reason why it became my minhag, and I have to do it. Right? And you can even give a reason. I'm eventually going to go back to America, and therefore, if I get out of practice, right, then maybe there'll be some kind of kilkul. But the pashtus is, like the Chacham Tzvi is saying, it's very hard to justify, at least in Svara, why they would have wanted somebody in Israel to keep 2 days. It makes very little sense. The Yabia Omer says that Rav Yechiel Michel Tukhachinsky from Yerushalayim at the turn of the century said in the name of Rav Shmuel Salant, who was the chief rabbi of Jerusalem, that Amnam Da'ato Nota L'Divrei HaChacham Tzvi, he says, he thinks the Chacham Tzvi is right, but Rav Shmuel Salant didn't want to argue on his Rebbeim, and what the Rabbi Yisrael Mishklov says was the minhag that he found in Israel. But more recently, and I found this on a website of a rabbi in Israel who publishes his articles, and he said that it's available, a Mabit. Mabit lived a little bit after the Shulchan Aruch, but they certainly overlapped. And the Mabit writes that, very similar to the Chacham Tzvi. This is from Ksav Yad, and it wasn't well known when this sugya was being discussed. Take a look at this Mabit number 32. Sha'arei kishaholchem le'eretz Yisrael enogim baklal, v'gam b'nei eretz Yisrael kishabayim l'chutz la'aretz ena machmirin. So he first of all, he says his assumption, and again, I don't know if it's eyewitness testimony, he says people who come to Israel don't keep a second day. And then he says, when Israelis come to America, they're not keeping 2 days. Basically, Israelis always keep 1 day, and Americans, or Chutznikim, keep 2 days in Chutz Aretz and 1 day in Israel. Right? Different than the Chacham Tzvi. Ela ikar hadavar mipnei minag avoseim shehayu noagim bizman ha-ri'iyah la'asa shnei yamim bnei ha-safek. Va'az vaday, ilu hayu bayim bnei eretz Yisrael l'chutz aretz vaday hayu osim gam heim shnei yamim mipnei ha-safek. U'mistama gam bnei chutz aretz hayu holchim l'eretz Yisrael b'shalosh ha-regalim lo hayu osin ala yom echad. He says, but the minag, what he hears is that when chutznikim come to Israel, they keep 1 day, and when Israelis go to chutz aretz, they keep only 1 day. But he says what he thinks is the appropriate halacha is like we now know as the Chacham Tzvi. And he says, why? Because think about it. Do what your fathers did. So he says, what would your father have done in the times that they were Mekadesh al-Pi HaRi'iyah if he happened to be in Yerushalayim? Right? Go. That's what he says. Do exactly what your father would have done. We have no reason at all to believe that in those times when it was all an issue of practical, they didn't know which day was Yantif. If they were in a place that they knew which day was Yantif, right? If the Shliach, if there was a community that sometimes the Shliach took 15 days to get to and sometimes took 16 days, what do you think they would have done a year that he got there on time? They would have done whatever he told them. What would somebody have done back then if he got to... if he happened to be in Yerushalayim, but he's planning on sailing back? He would have kept whatever day is right. So says the Mabit, he doesn't understand, we're saying the minag of your community. No, it's the minag of your father, meaning whatever your father would have done, your grandfather, your ancestor, would have done in these times. And then he brings another very interesting proof. He says that when do we start saying V'sein Talamata Livracha? So in Bnei Bavel start on December 4th, right? Based on when they needed rain in Bavel. But when do they start in Israel? They would give people 15 days to get to travel back. They didn't want to daven for rain and then you'll have a muddy path on the way back. So how much time do they want to give you? They want to give you 15 days after the end of Yantif, so that comes out to Zion Mar Cheshvan. So he says, wait a minute. If the people who were traveling back were keeping an extra day, then they would have only had 14 days. And we're saying they have 15 days. So this is the Mabit's proof that back then, now, what he said that back then, at least, people who came definitely only kept 1 day if they were coming from Chutz Laretz. Now again, the answer might be that the takana was made, this now becomes to remember what your father did when he was in Chutz Laretz, this is now your minag. That's what the Avkas Rochel says. But the Mabit, in my mind, is presenting a compelling argument. Do what your father did, meaning, if you're in Chutz Laretz, do 2 days. If you happen to be in Eretz Yisrael, do 1 day, because that's what he would have done.
It would appear that those who want to go to Eretz Yisrael and keep 1 day, just ask them one question. What do you think if an Israeli comes here, should he keep 1 day or 2 days? And if he says 1 day,
right,
and says then he's a violator, the Chacham Tzvi, and that therefore his argument falls apart.
Right,
he
right.
There's no halachic basis.
Right, except there is, I found, I didn't put it in here, Rav, there are diyukim in the Rambam that maybe it you need both things. You need to be a ben chutz laretz and be in chutz laretz. So absent both those things, you would keep only one day. But yes, 100%. That there should be some consistency. The mainstream opinions that allow an American to keep one day in Israel would also mandate that an Israeli would keep 2 days in Chutz Laretz. That's the mainstream opinion, and most people don't realize that. So this is a pretty compelling argument. The last shita, but again, what it lacks is, although this is the Mabit, so originally what it lacked is what happens in halachic methodology when you have the Chacham Tzvi in the 1700s arguing on something that is the Shulchan Aruch, right? Not in Shulchan Aruch, which some of the commentators, you know, want to know why he never paskined it. Did he not paskin it because he wasn't sure? He wasn't convinced? Hard to say that. He doesn't sound in this tshuva like he's not sure. Or did he not paskin it because it's not something that comes up all the time? Although it sounds like it was more common, it's a question why he doesn't paskin it. But Rabbi Yosef Cairo, again, somebody who lived a couple hundred years later, you know, we're going to go with Rabbi Yosef Cairo. But now that there's a Mabit who argues, right, then that already, it's not a game changer, but it's, you know, somebody, a contemporary who lived a little bit after the Beis Yosef is preceded the Chacham Tzvi with the same svara. The last shita that you might have heard of is it's recorded in the name of Rav Soloveitchik, this day and a half. It's not really a day and a half. It doesn't mean that like a half day of fasting. What it is you don't do malacha, but you don't do any you don't have a seder or so you put on tefillin. You don't do malacha, mm-hmm. And you don't make any extra brachas, and you daven a whole davening. So it's really, it's a very, you ask people who keep this, it's a very strange day. You know, it's neither here nor there. But it's recorded that, take a look at number 36, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein recounts that when Rav Yosef Soloveitchik visited Israel in 1935, he stayed there during Shavuos. He asked his eminent father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, what to do for Yom Tov, Sheni. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik replied that he essentially concurred with the Chacham Tzvi's view, but one should nonetheless avoid doing malacha to accommodate the ruling of Rav Yosef Cairo. And that's the day and a half.
Why would he ask that Shaila when it's like you have the Shulchan Aruch?
It's not in the Shulchan Aruch.
Okay, but you have the Mechaber.
Right.
The,
so what I'm thinking, that's a good question. What I'm thinking is because it's in the Rambam, it's not clear. And the Soloveitchiks were known to paskin from the Rambam. Okay. Let us now, these are the three main shitas. Again, short of extenuating circumstances, or honestly, if somebody really wants to keep one day, I will tell them, you know, Yeshal Malismach, be my guest, especially if they're staying with family and it would cause different kinds of, you know, family politics or be extremely uncomfortable, you know, and definitely Rabbi Weinreb told people who owned apartments in Israel that they could keep one day, even if their parnasa and their primary residence and their family, you know, is living here, if they own an apartment, I heard that from people in this shul, Rabbi Weinreb said, that's enough.
Even owning if they don't go for Shlosher Gomer.
Correct. Even, as long as they're there for a yantav, that's what was reported to me. And again, you see, it's not a shita that was made up, you know, in 20 years ago. It was a chacham tzvi that many people thought made more sense. Like you see that from Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, Rav Shmuel Salant. They didn't want to paskin against Rav Yosef Cairo. To me, the fact that Rav you have this mabit might change things a little. Not enough to say normative halacha should be to keep one day. Enough to say if somebody really wants to, then, you know, I certainly am not opposed. The question is Shavuos exactly the same? And where would Shavuos be a little different? Why would it be different? Because if you take a look at the Rambam 39, Yesh Mekomos Shahayu magin alein shluchei Nisan, velo ayu magin alein shluchei Tishrei, umin hadin haya sheyasu Pesach yom tov echad sharehigio alein shluchin v'yedu beze yom nikva rosh chodesh. V'yasu yom tov shachag asukah shnei yamin sheri lo higio aleihen ashluchin u'kedei shelo lachlok b'moados hiskinu chacham shekol makom she'ein shluchei tishrei magiyen sham osin shnei yamim afilu yom tov shel atzeres. Why do we keep 2 days of Shavuos? Low plug. Right? They made a takana. But what he's saying is it was never based on any kind of suffix. It was from the very beginning, it was a takana. Why? A takana having to do with not being mevaza the other moados. So this could then get a little bit interesting. I was thinking that, number one, based on this, there's a famous Chassam Sofer. And there was a whole back and forth. The grandson of the Noda B'Yehuda wanted to write a get for somebody who was extremely, extremely ill, looked like he was about to die, and he didn't want the wife to have chalitza done because the brother was in Rome and it was a journey that he wasn't well, whatever it was a whole backstory, and he wanted to do the Noda B'Yehuda's grandson wanted, who was a big rav, wanted to do a get on Yantav Sheni Shel Galios. He wanted to be Mekel. And the other Rabbanim did not agree. I believe it was Rav Shlomo Kluger, did not agree. And big argument. In the end, they did not do the get, but the Machlokas people were weighing in both ways. They sent a letter to the Chassam Sofer. What do you think? What should we have done? And I have to find out for the next year what happened in the end. Did he die or did he not die? Right? The Chassam Sofer says, I agree with you. I agree that they should not have written the get on Yantav Sheni. And he says, even more than that, on a regular Yantav Sheni, I think they shouldn't have written the get. And Kol Shekein on Shavuos Yantav Sheni. Why? Because he says, Shavuos Yantav Sheni was never based on a suffix. Right? It was, right, exactly.
This sort of explains something I was wondering, between the 15th and the 23rd, like the last days of Pesach, the last days of Shemini Atzeres, Simchas Torah,
right.
It appears like you don't have, that extra week, they should have gone like much further. But you don't see
anybody being mechalek.
You don't see anybody being mechalek. I always wondered why. Why does shluchim keep on going? But if you say that it sounds like the gezeira was that if for the 15th of Tishrei, it doesn't matter if they got to there or not.
Correct.
So there would be no reason for them to go. This is low plug.
Right.
And once you kept 2 days for the first days of Yantiv, you'd have to keep 2 days for the last day of Yantiv.
Correct.
So that's where the answer is.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So he says Shavuos was never Machmas HaSafek. Shavuos was always a Takana D'Rabbanan, and therefore you should be even more Machmir. It never had anything to do with a Safek. It was always a formal Takana. And he says because it was a Takana and it was never a Safek, in people's minds it needed more Chizuk. And that's why the source, the Magen Avraham says, the source for Yantav Sheni is hinted to in Shavuos more than any other holiday. That's what he says. So the question is, and the Sholem Eishiv quotes the Chassam Sofer in the same way, should this impact our discussion at all? The fact that it was never based on any kind of suffix, it was always a Takana d'Rabbanan. So is that more likely to make it a minhag than something that would be rooted in, you know, real concerns? So what do you think? I think it could weigh in, but at the end of the day, the Rambam, at least according to the Rambam, as I mentioned before, the Rambam always understood that nowadays the suffix aspect is completely irrelevant. It is a minhag that you keep this day. The origin of it is irrelevant. And that is that plays out in an interesting machlokas. Machlokas is between the Rush and the Ritva and the Rambam that the Torah brings. Are there any kulas knowing that the Yantav Sheni is a suffix? So here's the following kula that is suggested. Let's say I forget to do an Erev Tavshilin. I forget. Erev Tavshilin is supposed to be done on Thursday so that I can cook on Erev Yantav, so on Wednesday, we'll say, so I can cook on Friday for Shabbos. What would happen if I forget to do it on Wednesday? So comes the Shulchan Aruch based on the Rush and the Ritva and says, I can do it on Thursday. Why can I do it on Thursday? On Thursday is Vada Yantav. No, but we keep Sveka the Yantav. So he says, what we do is you say, you make this Erev Tavshilin, and you say, right, without a bracha, you say, if today is Yantav, then, which it is, because we have Kviyas, we have a calendar, then tomorrow I'm allowed to cook. I don't need an Erev Tavshilin. And if tomorrow is Yantav, right, and I need an Erev Tavshilin to cook, then today is not Yantav, and I can make the Erev Tavshilin today. But comes the Rambam and says, and it's based on a statement of Rava. The Rambam says, Rava was only saying that back when they really had a suffix. When they really had a suffix, you were in Spain, and you weren't sure which day was Yantav, is it Thursday or Friday, and you forgot to make your Erev Tavshilin on Wednesday, then Rava's saying, you can do this suffix. But says the Rambam, nowadays that we have a formal calendar, really we know Yantav is the first day. The second day is just a Takana Derabanan, so there's no room to do this. And the Mishnah Berurah says that lechatchila we go with this Rambam. If we go with the Rambam, then although the Chasam Sofer is saying Shavuos is different, Shavuos is not different. We treat every Yantav Sheni like Shavuos. That even though originally it was based on Safek, now it's just a formal Takana that we have to keep it. And even though back then the formal Takana was only about Shavuos, nowadays the formal Takana is on every Yantav, and therefore all the Yamim Tovim are the same. And maybe this is the reason the Chasam Sofer's Chumrah was not really accepted. At the end of the day, I wouldn't say there's any difference between Shavuos and other holidays regarding this din. The consensus, again, normative halacha is if you're in Israel, you keep 2 days. If there are extenuating circumstances, the other shita is quite compelling, but was not the accepted shita. And if you want to be machmir, you're looking for a good chumrah, the day and a half. But it's from people who keep it. It really is neither here nor there. It's just a miserable day. You don't get your extra seder in, but you also can't do any malacha.